The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
That's right. What the fuck is up? No matter what, even though we're doing Crosstalk every day again, Crosstalk Unhinged lives on. Thanks to Carmen, Yurko, Waddle, me, and Blue Chew.
That's right. We don't get to say fuck off during regular Crosstalk.
Well, did you want to say fuck off to us at some point yesterday?
For no fucking reason. Start swearing.
What about when you Crosstalk to 10 in the morning back in the day?
Oh, then
how many times would you want to say fuck off then?
Oh, my God. A lot.
A little bit worse than that.
Oh, lordy.
A little bit worse than that. It wouldn't just been a simple fuck off.
What would it be?
Oh, no. It would have been a little bit more.
Would it be more direct?
It would
not
be
fuck off. The second word would have been changed.
Pointed. It would have been pointed.
It would have been fuck you.
It would be more like, hey, fuck face.
What was the
all
phrase?
All the derivatives thereof.
What was the phrase that you used that I've so underutilized?
There's a few of them we've talked about.
There's a little bit of fuckery going on.
No, there was someone.
One.
There was a
fuck stick.
No, that wasn't.
Fuck nut.
No, there was one that you had.
Yeah, there was one recently that we talked about.
What is it? Can we not say?
It's so under. No, I'm. What do you mean? Can you not say?
Slapdick?
That was it.
Sizzle chest. Fuck stain.
There's one, and it was an old school one,
right? Something face, was it? It wasn't fuck face. It was. I don't. You know what? I probably won't remember it. I'd say I'll remember, but I don't remember stuff.
I don't know.
At some point, I'll draw.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Probably not.
So we're recording right before Carmen and Yurko go on the air.
Right before.
And then we'll crosstalk again with you guys, but the show lives.
It does.
People love it. Tell your friends about it. Download it.
And remember that it's brought to you by our great friends at Blue Chew, and nothing to be ashamed
second
of.
Second mention.
If right. it, well, I just got to give the
give,
full
give, yeah.
Give
the
love.
Give
them the spiel they deserve.
Well, because people can get free Blue Chew if they want to try it out.
Yeah.
You know, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. If you're having some problems, some trouble, it's okay.
It's normal.
It's normal. We get old. We're, fucking old.
Sometimes it gets hard.
Yeah, and Blue Chew can help if it doesn't.
That's right.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
So if you're having trouble, as Yurko would call it, getting to full-fledged.
That's right.
Or full mass.
Yeah.
Try Blue Chew for free right now when you use the promo code unhinged at checkout.
Trouble hoisting the sails.
All you have to do is pay $5 shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code unhinged, and they'll give you a month's supply for free.
By the way, an underrated Beatles song, Sloop John B. Not Beatles, Beach Boys.
Beach Boys?
Beach Boys song, Sloop John B.
Never got, dialed into the Beach Boys anthology.
It was 1980 where I was listening, 80, 81, I was listening a little bit of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, I'd go over my freshman year to Bob Monco's house. And they'd have
pretend
it playing
you're on
in
a
the
beach
house
somewhere.
Yeah,
my parents loved them. Yark.
I wasn't pretending to be anywhere. I just that
you
was
putting
the song that
lemon
was
juice in your hair,
no,
pretending you were on the
beach.
Do you
know what's amazing? Not at all.
Is that you
saying,
know who,
underrated song?
Do you know who the drummer is for the Beach Boys?
Yeah. Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson. He's a
well, the part-time drummer. Then I guess I should say because they
the guy from the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
John Stamos.
Oh, is it
John fucking?
Oh, when he tours with them, right?
Tours with them.
Yeah, he'll be at Ravinia, I think, with them, or has been at Ravinia.
Whoa, let me get my tickets for that.
Yeah, the Beach Boys.
Well, Ravinia show list is a good one this year, though. Wow.
This one went from being, hey, I think it's an underrated song to the discussion
John
of the Beach Boys.
Stamos is
I'm
playing drums for the Beach Boys.
I'm not looking to discuss the Beach Boys. I don't care. I just think it's an underrated
Should
song.
Is Brian Wilson still with us?
Yeah, I think Brian
is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he their drummer?
I don't know that Brian Wilson's their drummer.
Oh, okay.
Brian Wilson was their drummer.
Yeah,
100%
so.
Accurate. Dead on right. balls
Who's
accurate.
The guy that Dennis DeYoung, who's a friend of our program, is he the drummer for Styx? Did he play drums?
He plays
everything. He is what they would call.
He did it all.
And I'm sure
he does it all.
His bandmates would call him a pianist.
A pianist?
Yes.
You know who else played every?
For us on the air.
Do you know who else played every instrument at least on one of his albums?
David
Grohl. The greatest.
Who? David Grohl.
The greatest musician of all time. Prince.
Prince. Well, Prince, unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think Brian Wilson was a drummer.
He wasn't?
No.
I thought he was.
Yeah, Brian Wilson's a drummer.
No. I thought he was. Vocalist,
singer, songwriter, keyboards.
Drummer.
Keyboards,
who's
bass.
The drummer of the Beach Boys?
I'm
John Stamos?
Well, I know John Stamos is now.
Who is Mike Love, the guitarist?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All I know is...
And you're
right about Prince. Nobody fucking shred.
Nobody.
I mean, like, he's just unbelievable. You unbelievable
shred
talent.
My balls, Carmen.
Unbelievable talent.
What was that? Said Carmen
I could shred his balls.
Balls,
is what he's saying.
What does that mean? Yeah. Like, really define that.
We're all on our phones. Yeah. I'm looking up if Brian Wilson was a drummer or not. He wasn't. Yurko's looking up who the original drummer was, and Sylvie's looking at the fucking Ravinia list over here.
Yeah.
Take that, Waddle.
What am I going to drink wine and cheese at?
Would it surprise you if I told you that Pitbull is playing Ravinia this year?
It would fucking shock me.
No. The Black Crow's playing Ravinia this year.
No wonder we had a problem.
Common playing Ravinia this year.
Wow. But I'm going to save my money to go to the Beach Boys with John Stamos on the Skins.
Dennis Wilson.
What did I say, Brian?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dennis. So Dennis Williams,
his brother,
and Ricky Fatar,
of course,
was
Ricky
also
Fatar.
A drummer for them. So
how would Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. The 305, is going to be fucking bumping and grinding up
Mr. 847?
Holy
for
shit!
That show. Mr. 847.
Yo, what's up, Ravinia? The 847. Mr. Worldwide.
We got all the cheeses over here, Pitbull. Hey, did you
got Manchego? Did you care?
Cap's going to be there and may get mistaken for Pitbull.
I think him and Common in the summer can get kind of mixed up a little bit. Mm. No?
Really?
Pitbull and Common? Common's
like 6'2".
Yeah,
like,
he is.
Pitbull's short.
Pitbull's like 5'2". Yeah. Common's like 6'2".
That's true. The height. Yeah. The height. But did you guys see the AD?
Common is a light-skinned brother?
I'm saying the Cap is a dark skin.
Well, all I'm asking
in the summer.
All I'm asking is I don't
Cap does
think,
tan well.
He's a tanner.
No matter how much he tans,
and the bald head, I was thinking more about.
I don't think he ever gets the.
He's just way too short. At.
I just don't get it. Yeah,
way too short.
I was thinking height, not pigments. Yeah, I was. Right. I was going with height.
That's what I was.
I was thinking bald head.
Okay, that'll work as well.
Did you see the Pitbull video? Or the one that
with
AD
Antonio
sent
Brown.
Out with Antonio Brown?
No.
Antonio Brown in Miami thought he was meeting Pitbull.
It didn't even look like Pitbull. Yeah.
Not even close.
Not even close. It didn't look like
he ran into Rottweiler, Pitbull.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You ran into Pitbull. There's a whole video of it.
Oh, my God.
Asked him for a picture. Much respect. Love your work. Shaking hands on South Beach, and then Pitbull retweeted it.
It's not me.
Like the next day or two. No, what do you call him, Dale or something?
That's
like
awesome.
That? Good to meet you, Dale.
Anybody That's sullied awesome. Their reputation more than Antonio Brown?
In the world
Antonio
of the Brown. NFL.
I mean, he makes...
Antonio Brown, yeah.
Antonio Brown, thank you. I said Brian. Antonio Brown. Has anybody sullied his reputation more than Antonio Brown? As far as how great of a football player he was, he makes Terrell Owens look conservative.
He does. He really does.
Oh, T.O. never did anything
like that. I mean, that. You want to talk about a guy that just took a
self-destructive
some nitroglycerin and sticks of dynamite and C4 to his career and really his legacy.
Yes.
Now, I can remember him when he was a phenomenal football player.
He was incredible.
I can remember that. And then the idiot one day in the locker room decides, hey, I'm going to start videoing.
That's when
it
turned
from
public.
That moment on. That really his kind of tomfoolery.
You have to wonder.
Chicanery became public to everybody.
Think about how much money he has pissed away with regard to his, not about his spending or I don't have any idea about that, but in terms of money he has cost himself by not being able to play nice.
He was due another really huge.
Oh, well, at the very
remember
least,
the Raiders. Yeah. He pissed all the Raiders' money away.
Yeah,
the Raiders gave him a lot of money and over the helmet or whatever the fuck
he froze
was going
his
on.
Feet. Remember, he froze his feet.
There was a helmet issue.
Right. There was a helmet issue too.
Cyber
cryo and cryo. Yeah. He didn't wear booties.
Yeah. And then his feet were the bottom of his feet.
And then he remember on Hard Knocks, his head didn't like his helmet.
He's out there wondering.
I mean, listen, there's some issues there. There are obviously some issues.
He's wondering why he can't get a contract.
He wonder why he can't. He's like, boy, all the receivers are getting paid and I can't get paid. You think?
Hey,
I mean,
here's the last 2 years of what you've done.
I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, take a look at what you've done to understand why.
Something tells me Tom Brady probably halfway through the season, if things aren't going well, we'll still call him.
Well, listen, the talent's there.
That's a good
point.
The talent's there.
Yeah.
And Arians, you know he's going to screw up again.
You're not going to have a full season tied to him. Though, everything will be performance related.
Oh, he did quit on Tom Brady.
He did. And Arians is still in the organization, yeah, even though he's not on the sidelines. He, I think Arians was pretty pissed. And he did quit on Brady.
He quit on Brady.
I would just say, in Tom Brady's quest to win it all, yeah, I would just say, just don't write everything off.
But not for a guy that quit on you already.
And it's the old Waddle philosophy of, is the juice worth the squeeze?
It's not.
And it's not.
No.
But if you're, Tom Brady sees that too.
But if you have a limited number of people you can add halfway through a season that's heading in the wrong direction, you can't make a trade after the trade deadline. Like, there aren't guys on the sidelines that are able to do some of the things he can do physically. I'm just saying, I find it highly unlikely, but
they'll get Godwin back like midway through the year around the trade deadline, and that'll be their addition.
That's what they hope. That's, and Gronk's telling people still now that I haven't made my decision, I'd be shocked if he didn't come back.
You think so?
Of course.
I think Gronk's body is pretty shot. I don't know if I'd be shocked by that.
Tom Brady,
with Brady still playing, I think he's going to.
You think he like
Tom Brady's
going to
say? Tom Brady's going to go, I'm 45, Gronk.
Yeah, but he doesn't play the game, Gronk. I mean, Gronk's body's been through a lot. Think about it.
We won't make you practice until Friday's a walkthrough.
Well, I was going to say, do you think he'll, like, once camp is almost over, then Gronk will be like, okay, I'll come back. Like, Gronk's not going to training. Does he want to go to fucking training camp?
Or maybe you just don't participate. You're just there, but you do walkthroughs.
Maybe. Like, you think Gronk wants to fucking practice?
You got to get your body, though, in shape.
That's true.
In Florida.
That's true.
In July and August.
You got to do something. You got to do something to be ready to go.
In that heat?
I don't know if I'd be shocked by that. That's all I'm saying, because I think that guy's body is beat to hell.
I had a thought the other day, like, the NFC is not as stacked as the AFC.
Not at all.
But with Godwin, you never know. Like, usually guys come back, but you never know. We've seen things. Do they have enough? They lost Ali Marpet. He retired.
They lost another offensive lineman, right?
I think so.
Jensen re-signed, but they lost the lineman in free agency, and then Marpet retired.
They lost
right?
at least one corner, maybe another.
They'll probably draft a receiver too.
I would think so.
I heard again. Kiper this morning.
I heard that too.
Was on with Greeny's fill-ins.
Chris Canty
with Chris. Yeah, and he was just raving. He said you could find all through the. He says there's 20 plus receivers who could be at least a one, a two, or a three.
Yeah,
in your offense, and based on where. You know, you guys were talking about it yesterday with the way they play the game in college. And now the way, remember how you used to say first-round receivers never pop in the first year?
Right.
Now they're popping.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at this year.
Now they're popping.
Look at the last
Devontae
2 years.
Smith, you had Jalen Waddle. I mean, you had
Jamar Chase. Justin Jefferson a year ago.
Yeah.
They pop. I mean,
they're good. They're fast.
They're ready.
Skilled.
Yes.
They're playing in wide-open offenses.
Yeah, you can argue that position, as much as any position in the league, in the game, you can go from college to the NFL and make an impact.
Yeah.
I mean, because of how Steve Young was on with us about a month or so ago, or maybe it was even longer than that, but was talking about Justin Fields and receivers and everything else and how the game has actually shifted back towards more of the college style.
Yeah.
As it's advantageous for the guys coming out, it makes it quicker for them to get acclimated.
Bears better get one of those receivers. That's all I'll
say.
Get one somewhere.
Yeah, they should be able to.
You've got, you know, you added that other pick in the second round. That's good. All right, so now you've got, like, what, three in the first 71, I think it is? And
I wouldn't be shocked
come away with a receiver.
I wouldn't be shocked if they traded one of those second round picks to try to get.
McShay had them doing that.
Yeah, to get a third.
Backing up.
And get an extra.
Still getting a receiver in the second round. Right. Jalen Tolbert, who is a freak of fucking
South Alabama?
Yes, he is a freak of nature. Like, that's what we're talking about, like one of those guys. And then adding a third-round pick because they backed up. Like, if that's the plan,
I'd be in favor of that. I mean, they need bodies, and you can tell that Poles and that group, they don't think anything of the roster that they've inherited.
I can't say I blame him.
I don't blame him either. I don't blame him either.
I think he's looked at it and was like, holy fuck, this is horseshit.
And in the last thing you wanted was him to overvalue the existing group that the previous GM obviously overvalued.
Totally.
So I would applaud the cautious approach that they've
taken. Carmine had a rant last week where I get it a lot from people on Twitter where, what do you call it, Yurko, where the idiots go to play? Is that what your philosophy is?
It's Twitter.
And that I need to let it go over what Pace did, that he's fired already. We're feeling the most of it now.
Yes. You still feel it next year, too. You
right.
Feel it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, They were chasing so badly that they were patchworking things where it didn't go bad so quickly, yeah. Where they can make a false playoff run 2 years ago against the Saints just by propping it up last year, chasing again. Now is the time that we're feeling the ineptitude of Ryan Pace,
yeah,
as Bears fans the most. So I will not fucking let it go.
Only because you're blowing up what he did.
Right.
That's why.
And he needed it.
But you made the conscious decision to blow it up. Akeem Hicks is good at football player. You've decided to move on because he's too expensive and it's just not going to work for
you.
Same
with Mac.
And right? You don't want to sign him up. Mac, because you were so... because Ryan Pace had destroyed your draft capital so much.
That's what I mean.
That you're willing to. So the whole thing about this year is biting the bullet and having a ton of dead cap money on there going toward the cap. That way you get the relief next year. When that's all accounted for, you go into next year, you'll have a ton of money to spend, hopefully be able to sign some free agents.
You move on from your angst that's directed at, and we talked about this, Pace and that group, when you see significant change.
When they get 11 wins.
Like, look at the Bulls. Yeah. The reason why we don't stress over as much anymore what Gar and Pax did towards the end is because AK and Eversley have made significant progress in a short period of time. That's when you let go of the angst.
Right.
Now, we can be anxious about other things with this dilemma, team going forward. But
your dilemma is the stench of Pace and Foles stick with your quarterback.
No doubt.
Until your quarterback proves he can play.
Yeah.
Right. So the two things are going to happen. He's either going to prove he can play or he's going to get chased out of town too. And that's when the stench is finally over.
Sure.
So either his exceptional play or him getting shipped out of town, finally then Pace and what will be done.
Right. And like your ability to support Justin Fields too.
Yeah.
Like if Tevin Jenkins sucks
and
if he's not a solution on either side of tackle, like. And then you're still looking for everyone saying, I want Ryan Poles to do more. I want Ryan Poles to do more. And he can't force it. And it's just been so bad that Ryan Pace screwed up the roster so much that now everyone's like, hey, Poles, fix it. And you can't fix it in one day.
There are certain inherent problems when a general manager or coach, you're inheriting somebody, the most important player in the sport, was somebody else's decision. It happened when Ryan Pace drafted Mitch. You bring Nagy in. Now, Nagy could have screwed up a one-car funeral.
Seemed like
But not Nagy's guy. You come in now, Pace. We hope that Justin Fields is that guy, but Ryan Poles didn't draft him. Matt Eberflus wasn't involved. So now, you have this disconnect between the most important player on your roster and the group that is making all the decisions. You try to accommodate him. You try to make sure that you get the most out of him. You hope that they have the same feelings about him as everyone else. But you're right, Johnny. Like, if he doesn't improve, they've got no tie-in
to
him.
I don't want
to
think
they don't
about
have
it.
Any buy-in to him as an organization or as a staff.
And you're starting over again then at that position. And it's like you're still spinning your wheels, which they've been doing at that position forever. Yeah. It sucks.
Crazy.
Fucking sucks.
So very sportsy today.
Yeah, a little too sportsy.
What else is on your mind today? What are you guys going through here? Anything going on in your dating life, Yerk? Any good parties lately?
Nope.
Nothing happened.
Golf season getting ready to start up. That's what we're looking forward to. The March Madness for me, enjoyed all the basketball that happened out there, but was an absolute disaster for me.
Yeah, in terms of financial.
All fronts.
Really? Where were your investments at?
Kentucky and Villanova.
Villanova gave it a run, but then he got hurt.
I wish the kid never got hurt.
Yeah.
They might have had a chance against
Kansas. Villanova had to, by getting to the Final Four, that had to be, but did that turn out to be profitable or no?
No.
Sorry.
Only winners?
No. You're either profitable or you're not profitable. Having one facet be somewhat profitable
and then the
while the other one was a complete disaster doesn't lead to an economic
it's a net loss
windfall. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
They would call them net loss.
Yeah.
What is, are you with the Masters about to tee off tomorrow? Are you more wet or is the course wet? Which one is more wet?
That's good, Waddle.
Which is more wet?
Well, what part of him is wet?
What is wet?
Like
very sweaty?
Sweaty?
If Tiger steps to the tee and hits one 325 down the middle, I may pee myself a little.
Is there a clear fluid there sitting on the
mirror? Maybe. Is there a little...
Maybe. If Tiger's teeing off on Sunday, a shot off the lead there, I might need a... I might need to towel off a little.
You may need an adult diaper for the entire afternoon.
Cook your own pizza, kids.
Yeah.
Take it out, 900 degrees. Yeah. Okay? It's only a minute.
That's right.
900 degrees. Pull it
Seriously.
Out. Oh, you got me cooking pizzas already on Sunday?
On Sunday, but I'm telling you, the kids got to cook them themselves.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to
They
only prepare them by themselves.
If Tiger's close to the lead on Sunday, you're not cooking anything for anybody.
No, you're cooking. What you're cooking is a hot, sweaty, steamy ball sack.
We'll talk to your mother.
We've got.
Don't talk to me.
My son's got a game Sunday, so I don't even
know. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't. No, son. There's too much sun outside.
Yeah, yeah, no, he doesn't have a game.
We cancel the game because of all the sun.
What if this thing gets delayed twice and the course is unplayable and they're playing it on Monday or Tuesday?
That's okay by me.
You don't mind?
I don't mind.
I wouldn't prefer it, but I, you know, if it is, it is what it is.
Boy, we got a Bulls game Sunday.
Bulls clinched.
Tiger could be playing. We got both baseball teams in action.
The Bulls
on
Sunday. The Bulls
game on Sunday.
The last game of the year. I'm just telling you that you got good sports on TV.
The Bulls clinched.
Why did the NBA, by the way, change? They used to like end on a Wednesday so that you could start the playoffs.
Right.
Like Friday, Saturday. Why did they change that?
I don't know.
Because it's extended. The play-in tournament?
That's why. Yeah.
So the play-in tournament's really next week and then we'll wait to the weekend.
I don't think there'll be a huge gap between Sunday and the play-in.
No, it'll probably be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or something, and then we'll play later in the week.
Not so like Friday, starting Friday night, perhaps?
Yeah.
Not that there's much of a surprise, but Lonzo Ball will not be available.
No, it sucks.
He is done. We all kind of thought that anyway, but it is now.
Johnny is the resident doctor here on the on the show.
Doctor.
What would be your biggest concern? Is it something more than what they repaired in the meniscus?
It took too long for the healing process to begin.
So nothing nefarious or...
No, but there could be something...
you still want them to go back
in. I don't
want to
say more wrong, but maybe the rehab process, maybe his level of being able to endure pain or endure discomfort is not where other people's levels are. You give him a whole offseason, this should not be a problem when you come back next year.
Has he had knee issues in the past, or is this new?
I think anybody that plays basketball for that long will always have a little something.
Yeah. Meniscuses are different than tendons, though, like you always say, right?
Well, it's cartilage.
This does lead to sometimes more like recurring... problematic, like just degeneration of that cartilage,
just depends what happened. It depends what they did.
Well, there's two processes, right? They either stitch it back so that you don't lose it, or they cut it out. And if they cut it out,
they debrieve it.
Yeah, you are more prone to arthritis earlier. Yeah. Isn't that the
I don't know. At this point, cross your fingers, hope for the best. And
October next year.
Yeah, I know. And at this point, the Bulls have gone from, we're going to talk about this on the show today a little bit. Like, I mean, guys, it was like 2.5 months ago they were the number one seed.
I know.
Like, I don't think they have a chance of winning a playoff series.
Not a game.
Well, they got to where they got because everybody else was underperforming and everybody else was struggling, right? And then all of a sudden, you talked about the run the Celtics have gone on. That's
Celtics,
a monumental run.
You talk about flipping.
You had to expect some regression.
Goes to Philly.
Had to. Didn't you?
Harden goes to Philly. When they were number one, and you guys were saying, hey, they're not staying there, guys.
I know.
They're not staying there.
We figured they were above their skis, but I didn't know we'd get to a point where we're like, man, they're not, like Sylvie said, fuck, they might.
They qualify.
No, I don't know how they can win a game in the playoffs the way they
played. But none of the teams in front of them had an astronomically great season. Even the Celtics, it was still the last two-thirds of the year.
They were underperforming.
Like, what's the high win total in
40,
the
East? 51.
That's not undoable. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like anyone. Like, for instance, I thought the Bulls would be at least going into the postseason like the Raptors.
Right.
I don't know if the Raptors can do anything. The Raptors, you know what they've done? They won 14 of 17.
They look scary.
They're not more talented than the Bulls. They don't have more talent than the Bulls.
No, I guess not.
They're playing better than
they're playing better.
They're playing
though.
Way better than the Bulls.
Nick Nurse, man.
They've got
a
Pascal side.
Look at what Memphis has done without Ja. Without their best player. 20-2?
20-3, I think, maybe. Something like that. Yeah, 20-3, right? Because they lost yesterday. I think they're 20-3 without Ja.
Maybe we're just insanity. Not that good. Maybe that's it. Maybe we're just not that good.
It could be. It could be that.
Well, I think they're
not now. They're not good now.
I think there are unrealistic expectations when they're climbing through there, and DeMar was doing what DeMar was doing.
Yeah.
And rather than sit back and relax and ask yourself, what would you have been happy with, you know, coming into this season? And if somebody told you the Bulls were going to be the fifth or the sixth seed, that's where they're going to be.
You probably would have been happy.
You guys would have been doing backhand springs
in the beginning.
I think
you're right.
You would have been doing roundoffs
of
cartwheels.
But you missed Patrick Williams. Mm. Would you say Vooch has played better than you thought he is or worse than the talent.
Maybe slightly worse.
He's worse.
Yeah.
What about Zach LaVine? Did he have a better season than you thought or a worse season than you thought?
No, I thought he's about where he's at.
And
then he got to a point where
not in the second half to me.
That's when he deferred.
That's because of an injury.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Deferred. He deferred also to DeMar DeRozan.
So I think the talent, they're more talented. I don't think they're playing well. Caruso's a shell of himself
out
there.
He's not good. He's not good.
He's a shell of what he's able to. There's no energy.
Agreed.
He can't make a shot. The back is whatever is giving him an issue. He's a shell of himself.
I agree. I will say this. On a high note, again, all this bad stuff, Patrick Williams continues to do things that get your nuts hot.
They better hope.
Really.
Right.
There are some things,
My nuts are always hot. How can I tell this?
Speaking
difference?
Of the Raptors, Scotty Barnes, a rookie from Florida State. It's like this is what the Bulls envisioned, I think, when they drafted Patrick Williams, and unfortunately he got hurt. Scotty Barnes can play. Yeah. I hope Patrick Williams can be that good. I do.
Go to work. Boys.
Yeah, we're going to go to work.
And we'll talk to you in, 2 hours?
Sounds good. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?